You're colorblind to red flags. Yes, you. We all are. We're all colorblind to the red flags, at least to some of them. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about what that means and how to cure it. This is a kind of colorblindness that is absolutely curable. And once you're on the other side of it, and once you cure this colorblindness, you're going to be able to notice what it is that you're tolerating from a place of acceptance, from a place of self-love, and you're going to be able to create massive more amounts of freedom and impact and income and everything else that you want in your career in the rest of your life. So this is super important. I want you to pay really close attention to this one. How do you cure your colorblindness to red flags? Stay tuned. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello from this delightfully chilly morning in Myrtle Beach. So for those of you who have been following our world travels, we have landed back on the mainland and we're spending some time in the Myrtle Beach area. And it is delightfully chilly out this morning, I gotta say. You know, everybody's like, oh, you're moving from Hawaii. You're gonna be complaining about how cold it is. It's like, I love it. I got my jean jacket on. It is nice. I grew up in New England, so it's like I'm used to cold. I'm used to cold and snow. I'm actually looking forward to the snow. Seeing some snow this winter. We'll be up in New England by winter time. So, getting right to it, you're colorblind to red flags. You are. I thought about phrasing it as a question, and then the. Once you understand what it is, but like the inclination is like, no, I'm not. Nah, maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. It could be, but it's not a problem. So I'm just saying it straight out. You are, because you're human. If you're human and you're watching this, which is 100% of you, I'm going to take a wild guess. You know, you might have some animals with you, but they don't understand what I'm saying. You're colorblind to red flags. We all are. We all are. So the game, the fun game, you can make it one if you want to, that you get to play, is how do I switch that? How do I cure this color blindness? How do I see what I was not previously seeing before? Or in a different way, like same thing with color blindness, how do I see the colors? You know, a lot of people are red, green, and color blind, right? Like my dad is red, green, color blind. And I feel for you guys out there, guys and gals and everyone else out there who's red, green, colorblind, because, you know, you're like my dad, you don't know, like if there's a flashing light, like for when you're driving, like if there's a flashing traffic light, it's like, what color is it? I have no idea. I'm just going to look around and have some sensory acuity to figure out what's going on. Versus, you know, if it's a typical, you know, three light traffic light, you know where it is. Cause typically, what is it? Green's on the bottom? Yeah, I don't even know. I'm not red, green, colorblind. So anyway, because you see it as gray, or at least that's how I've experienced, that's how I've heard from people who experience, for example, red, green, colorblindness, that it's not that you see it as a different color. It's not that you don't see it. It's gray. So you're just not sure what it is. And so that's why this metaphor you're going to see in just a minute is so apt and we believe is so spot on. So what does it mean to be colorblind to red flags? You might, you know, venture a guess. So red flags are those warning signals in our life. Right. So it's the equivalent of the, you know, the indicator in your car that you might need an oil change, or that you do need an oil change, or the equivalent of that light that goes on in your car, or the indicator that goes on in your car when you're low on gas. And being colorblind to those red flags basically means you're essentially not seeing it as red. You're not seeing it as the pay attention notice that it's meant to be. It's gray. It's like, it's whatever. It's just, it's faded into the background. You're not paying attention to it. And similarly in life, as it is with car signals, you know, the indicators in cars, like for a lot of us, and I will admit, yeah, I'm colorblind to the signal in the car that says I'm low on gas. No, I'm not. I got 50 more miles. You know what I mean? Especially nowadays when we have that more fine-tuned kind of information. If I'm in a car and I see that it's low on gas, it's like, no, it's not. I got plenty of ways to go from there. And so you can become colorblind to it because you experience tells you that it's that it might be incorrect, right? It's not really that big of a deal. And that could be correct. That could be correct. The thing is, there's times when those red flags are correct and we do need to pay attention. And having that discernment is so important. Being able to discern when is a red flag truly a red flag versus when it's just somebody or something getting a little bit worried about something when they shouldn't be, a little bit too worried, you know, going a little bit overboard. SOS, oh my God, fire, 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 when it's like, no, chill out, you're good. And so look, I get it. This is why we become colorblind to those red flags, right? Red flag email, that same, it's the boy who cried wolf, right? It's that in modern day, modern times, it's like that same person that sends the, we have a fire, SOS, we need to take care of this ASAP. And you get it from them all the time. It's like, all right, that's not truly a red flag. But then what we do is we say, we begin to become completely numbed, completely colorblind to the red flags, and we are no longer able to see when it's truly a red flag. Again, boy who cried wolf. You know, I believe that's an Aesop fable. Aesop got it right. So what might this show up as? When, how do we know when it's truly a red flag? And also, how do we know if we're colorblind to them? Well, first of all, you are colorblind to some red flags in your life. That's just the way that it's the way that we operate. We have to cope, right? There's so much stuff, information, yes, but also just other stuff, decisions, things that are put at us externally. There's so much stuff that we have to deal with. There's so many pieces of stimuli in our environments, especially in modern day, but just even 100 years ago, right? 200 years ago, there's so much that we could pay attention to. And our brains are wired to help us focus, to help us actually have some tunnel vision from time to time, because otherwise we would die. Otherwise, we would just be complete and total chaos monkeys, which none of us want to do that. So again, the key is being able to notice from a place of self-acceptance, yeah, I'm colorblind to certain kinds of red flags. And then being able to discern, when are the red flags truly red flags and I should pay attention to them and I should change my behavior versus when was this a false alarm? And that discernment is a lifelong journey. It's a lifelong journey. And so let me give a few examples. We are career coaches after all, career-wise, that we see, whether it was from personal experience or that we see for our clients colorblind. So one example, let's use an example around wanting to get a promotion. Let's use that example. And so I am essentially telling the story here of an amalgam of a bunch of different clients. So this isn't one person's story, but it's a true story in the sense that this happens a lot with our clients. So I want you to notice, is this something that might be happening with you? Might you be colorblind to this kind of red flag? So one thing that happens very often when clients start working with us is they might say, so they'll come in with the goal of wanting to get a promotion. And what they're saying, which is the truth, or at least it's their truth, I haven't been able to get one. I've been trying. And it's not working. You know, it might be for 6 months, it might be for a year, it might be for several years. And, you know, one of the ways the story goes is I've asked my boss for a promotion, and, you know, they're like, nope, next year, next cycle. And then I ask again, and they're like, nope. And they keep pushing it, you know, kicking that rock down the hill. And, you know, I've had it. I've absolutely had it. Not only do I need that promotion, it's really more of a wanting, like a desire to step up, a desire to make more of an impact. Like, you're either getting bored or you're getting frustrated because you're not able to live the life, make the impact that you knew that you're capable of making, and you either feel blocked by it, or you're just, for whatever reason, it's not working. You know, we've said many times, one really important question to ask yourself is, what's not working in your career right now? You don't have to psychoanalyze yourself, just at a very surface level, what's not working? And for a lot of you, what's not working is, I want a promotion, I can't get one. All right. So it's noticing what's not working is part of the process of discovering what you're colorblind to. It's like clarity, 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 clarity. It's layers of clarity. It's usually underneath 2 to 3 to 4 layers of clarity that you will then find that colorblindness. So again, going back to this example, we will, you know, obviously find out, you know, what's going on. You know, have you asked for a promotion? We've talked about this before. Sometimes people haven't even asked, and that's the problem, right? It's like you might be colorblind to your own insecurities around asking, right? So there's an example. It's not where I plan on going with this one, but there's one right there, right? You might be so insecure about asking for a raise or promotion that you become colorblind to it. It's gray. It's numbed. So you don't even think to ask anymore because you've just suppressed it so much, right? So it's a form of colorblindness, right? Another example where I was actually going with this particular example is that after getting the context, and this has happened more than once, this has happened dozens of times across our hundreds of clients, we'll say, okay, so it sounds like it's time to leave. Sounds like it's time to find a new job. And for some people, it's like, oh, yeah, I get it. I already understand that. So in that case, you're not necessarily colorblind to that opportunity. But there are times, and again, I want you to check in, that this exact specific example may not be true or may not resonate with you, but there's going to be a piece of it that does. It's like, oh, what am I ignoring? Thanks for giving me this quick moment for our sponsor, Coverage Cat. We're very intentional about who we allow to sponsor
the People Stack podcast, and when I connected with the folks at Coverage Cat, I quickly learned that they are an excellent fit as a sponsor. If you live in Washington, California, Texas, New York, or Florida, Coverage Cat is a free concierge service that will help you find the best price and coverage for your umbrella, car, home, and renter's insurance. And yes, loyal tech leader audience, we know that most of you need insurance, whether it's umbrella or other insurance to protect your wealth. We know how annoying dealing with insurance companies can be. So we love how Coverage Cat is making this process super easy. Fill out one form and they compare across dozens of carriers to find you the best coverage and price while you skip the spam and sales calls. Get your free optimized insurance quote today at coveragecat.com. What am I tolerating? Those questions are the key to figuring out the red flags that you're ignoring. What am I ignoring? What am I tolerating? So we'll say to these clients in this example, so it sounds like you're ready to leave. Sounds like you get to go in the job market. And they'll say, what? No, I don't want to leave. I'm really loyal to my team. I actually do love my boss. Or I love my boss's boss. So there's something about the job that they love. And it's like, no, I can't leave. I'm committed to this. I can't leave. And then it's like, well, let's dig in a little bit more. And again, in this example, certainly there may be times when it's the correct decision to stay. It's up to you to decide what the correct decision is. And the only way to find out what the correct decision is to find out what you're blind to. Do I change lanes? I gotta check my blind spot. I'm not gonna change lanes until I check my blind spot. And if you don't check your blind spot, or are scared to check your blind spot, you're just gonna stay in the same lane your whole career. And we don't want that either. Check your blind spot. What am I blind to? What am I colorblind to? So in this case, that these clients of ours were initially colorblind, ignoring the fact that where they were working was not a fit. They just began to tolerate it day in and day out and day in and day out. We are creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit. Again, our brain is wired for habit because it's safe, because it's comfortable, and because there are times that habit helps us to get what we want. But there are also times that habit keeps us from what it is that we want. So check in. Are you habitually staying somewhere like a job that you've just begun to tolerate? And if you are, then you've become colorblind to the red flag that it's time to leave. And if you simply take a moment to look for the signs, and the signs usually, if you simply take a moment to look at the signs, you're going to see how it's true. If it actually is time to leave, you're going to find that truth. And the red flags look like a boss that ignores you. A boss that's nice to you, right? Gives you good feedback, and you have a good relationship, but might consistently, there's a pattern of ignoring you when you ask for something. Whether it's more resources, whether it's a promotion, anything like that. Red flags look like senior leadership that continually makes mind-boggling decisions. It is not running the company in a way that is aligned with what you would do. Red flags include team members who just can't really seem, despite your best efforts to try to get them on board, it just doesn't feel right. Red flags look like personality clashes, not just one, but several people who you're working with, it just doesn't jive. The red flags are there. You have to be willing to see them. And one of the reasons why we're not willing to see them is because it's easier to just stay. It's easier to just stay. It's easier to just keep doing what we've been doing rather than make a change. So look for those blind spots. What are you colorblind to in your career, in your relationships, and in the rest of your life? Another way of putting this is you're normalizing the shit that you're tolerating. You're normalizing the shit that you're tolerating. So again, ask yourself the question, what am I tolerating? Are you tolerating a boss who's nice but can't get shit done? Are you tolerating a team who, you know, is high performers and are really, really great, but are terrible people? And you would never choose to, like, go out and, you know, have dinner with them. What are you tolerating? And so if you continue to tolerate it, it's going to become normalized. And you're no longer going to see it as a red flag. It's just going to be, this is the way it is. This is just the way it is. And the only way to notice it, because it's become normal, it's become just grayed out with the rest of your life, right? It's not standing out to you anymore as something that might be wrong or something that might needs to fix. It's just blended in the tapestry of your day-to-day living. The only way to be able to notice that is to take a look and ask yourself, truly, what am I tolerating? What am I ignoring? You have to shine a light on it in order to be able to see it. And the longer you've been tolerating it, the more you have to shine that light of clarity on it. And look, this is the normalizing process, the tolerating process. Look, it has positive, there's a positive process here too, right? So there's ways that, like, we might, you know, start taking a new medication, or it's the way that, you know, there's immunotherapies to pretty much, if you wanted to, get rid of food allergies. And what's the way that we do that? You expose the person to that food. In small bits, right? You don't want to like crash and burn here, but it's like, okay, this is normal. Day after day after day, you have to, like, if you have a peanut allergy and you were to do one of the immunotherapy trials or clinical therapy, you have to eat a fraction of a peanut every single day for the rest of your life. And what's the reward for that? You either no longer have a peanut allergy if you do it for years, or you basically don't have to worry anymore about accidental exposure. And it's every single day. Every single day you're exposing your body to a little bit of peanut under a doctor's care in to begin with, of course, right? But it's like, okay, this is good. It becomes normalized. The peanut becomes normalized. That's a positive application of this process of normalization and tolerance. You are literally building a tolerance. Your body, the cells in your body, are building a tolerance for that peanut. It's saying, it's okay. So there are positive applications of this, right? One of the ways that I experienced it was when I first started wearing hearing aids. When you first start wearing hearing aids, it's like, what are these things in my ear? This feels weird. That's not supposed to be anything there. And you wear them as long as you can, every single hour that you're awake, every single day. And after a few days, after a week, This is good, this is normal. They just fade into the background, and sometimes I forget that I have them in. Whereas when I first started it, it was like, oh my God, what is going on? So this same process can happen and have negative repercussions. This team that's ignoring me, this boss that's ignoring me, this spouse that's ignoring me. these projects that are boring, these projects that are not up to what I can really do. But you're exposing yourself to that every single day. And it's telling your body and it's telling your brain, this is okay, this is okay, this is okay. You can tolerate this, you can tolerate this, is okay. Just normalize, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And it fades into the background and just becomes something that you do. And it becomes who you are. And the only way to change it is to take a deep look at, what am I tolerating? What red flags am I colorblind to? It's possible to do that. It's absolutely possible to do that. And for a lot of you, you're going to need help with that. Because for a lot of you, for a lot of us, we can't see our own red flags. It's like asking a fish, what's water? What are you talking about? Because it's just your everyday experience. So you need someone else outside of that fishbowl to say, there's this thing that you're floating around with. Have you noticed that? What thing? There's this thing that's right there. What? Oh, yeah, that's just always been there. Do you want it to be? Oh, you mean it doesn't have to be there? No. Like, that's often what the conversation sounds like. So for a lot of you, you need that external source outside of your own fishbowl, and you need, because this is your career we're talking about, you're not going to trust just anyone. You want to work with experts, and that's where we come in. So if you want to find out if it would be a fit to work together so that you can have access to these science-based proven tools and strategies and systems that Rob and I use here at the People Stack. If you want to find out if it's a fit to work together so that you can upgrade your career, so that you could live your dream, so that you can know how, once and for all, to discern what is a true red flag and what is not. If you want to find out if it's a fit to work together, the best way to do that, what I want you to do, is go ahead and book a call with us. ThePeopleStack.com/book. ThePeopleStack.com/book. It's going to send you to our calendar. Pick a time that works for you. Once you do that, it's going to end up on your calendar. It'll end up on our calendar. And then show up ready for an audio-only Zoom call. So that's that way, you know, if you want to do it from your car, just as long as it's a quiet place where you can have some privacy for at least an hour or so, no one's going to bother you. That's what we want. And we're going to get to the heart of it. We're going to find out. We're going to help you figure out what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. And if we determine that it's a fit to work together, if we're 100% confident that we can help you get where you want to go in your career and the rest of your life, then we're going to tell you. And we're going to show you how. We're going to talk about what it looks like. And we're going to make you an offer to work with us. And then it's always your decision whether or not you want to take that offer. If it's not a fit to work together, we're still going to give you resources. We're going to be honest with you. Because sometimes it's like, I think it's a bit too soon. Or it may not be ready yet. We want you to do, you know, step zero first before we start working together. And so we'll tell you that. We'll tell you what your step zero is. So what I'm trying to say is it's win-win-win. If you no longer want to normalize the shit that you're tolerating in your career and the rest of your life, then book that call, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're all colorblind in some way. The red flags are there, and we're ignoring them. Sometimes that's helpful. Sometimes it's not. Learn how to discern when to take action and when not to, and get the help you need in order to do that. Cheers, my friends. Aloha and big hugs. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you. for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs. Aloha and mahalo.